Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the email address, please?
Pardon me?
Yes, my name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. I will be more than happy to assist you, but I will need to first pull up the account. So can I have the first and last name and the zip code, and I can try with that instead, sir?
Somebody pulled it up already. They're supposed to be transferring me to the fraud department.
Yes, sir. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department, sir. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, okay. All
is
right.
Pull up the account so I can see what's going on.
It's Carol Moore.
Okay.
My wife.
And the zip code, please?
Her zip code is 77327.
Thank you. Can I have the address, please?
18 County Road 3310D, Cleveland, Texas, 77327.
Okay, I pulled up the account with that information. Give me a moment to go ahead and review the account, see what's going on here.
Sure.
I'm still here. I'm just looking over everything, sir. Thank you for your
That's
patience.
Okay. That's all right.
Okay, so I'm showing that this is in regards to there was a gift that was selected for the Crescent palette, and that was a $5.74 that was billed for that initial gift, sir. That was the shipping cost to receive that gift, and that was going to be initially part of the for the membership you signed up for the discount savings store. Each month you are enrolled and billed that membership fee, you receive a $125 gift card and be billed the $67.32. So that's what that was for, sir. Do you remember like that?
No, she never did anything like that.
Okay, sir. Did anyone else in your household ever sign up for that?
There's only the two of us.
So you're wanting to get this file, this fraud today, correct, sir?
Definitely.
Absolutely. I'll be happy to assist with you. I do want to let you know, whenever you file anything as fraud, we have to verify a couple of things. First thing being the email we have on file is carol.moore22@yahoo.com. Is that still a good email?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the first and last name that we have is Thomas Moore is what it came up under. Tim and Carol Moore is the name that it came up under. I apologize.
Where did that come up? We don't have that
for the name that's on the order. Tim and Carol Moore is the name on the order. Yeah, so
yeah, Carol
pulled
Moore,
up under,
yeah, that's my wife.
It pulled up under both of those. And then the phone number we have is 91033-114-59. Is that still a good phone
number
to reach out? Okay.
That's my number, yes. I'm talking.
Okay, and then I need to also verify, is there any dispute or block that would prevent me from filing a fraud claim today?
Yeah, would you repeat that, please?
Is there any dispute or block with your bank that would prevent me from filing this fraud claim today?
No, I called them this morning, and they said there was a phone number with it to call you guys first and then call them back.
Okay, thank you for verifying that. Well, I will proceed forward with filing this as fraud. I do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on this account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when this order was placed online. The local authorities will also verify the location of where it took place when it was placed online. Would you like me to proceed forward with filing of the fraud claim for you today?
Well, sure.
Okay, yeah, please stand in line while I get this filed as fraud, and I'll be working on your refunds for your fraud claim.
Sure.
I'm working on your refunds and fraud claim. Thank you for your patience.
Sure. Not a problem.
What you want for lunch? Hot dog? Soup?
What do you want?
Hot dog's fine.
So I've gone ahead and got that handled for you. That has been refunded for the $67.32 and the $5.74, as well as filed as fraud. There will not be more charges coming off of your account. I have confirmation numbers when you're ready, sir.
Go ahead.
You ready for it, sir?
I'm ready. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is going to be 785 7506936.
Got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your confirmation number for your refund, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you today, sir?
No, ma'am. That's it. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You too. Bye.